part of looking younger is having your skin in the best shape possible. We recommend starting with good skincare. Skincare allows you to even out the pigment, to exfoliate the outer surface of your skin, to protect it from ongoing damage from the sun, and also to help build collagen in the deeper layers that tend to thin with age. Everyone has their own genetic predisposition for how their skin's going to age, and then we impact that throughout our lives through exposure to the sun, to smoking, and to the other harsh realities of our lives. Good skincare regimes involve starting off your day with a sunscreen that has both UVA and UVB protection. They've gotten smarter and realize that you have to reapply your sunscreen if you're going to be outside every 2 hours to keep this level of sun protection. Most of the day creams that are available today have a combination of sunscreen with many of the very good things you want to be using on your skin, including peptides, vitamin C, antioxidants, and exfoliators. There are other ways you can keep improving on your skin's appearance. You might use chemical peels to help exfoliate and remove some of the stratum corneum and outer layers of the skin that tend to build up with age. Young skin tends to have a thinner outer layer and a much thicker deeper layer. It's this deeper layer that makes the skin look attractive and adds the elasticity that's necessary. As you age, the outer layer becomes thicker. And I kind of think of this as sort of the bark on a tree. It builds up. It looks less healthy. It has more color irregularities and textural irregularities in it. And it reflects less light. So part of the goal of skincare with peels is to thin this outer layer so that your skin has a more youthful appearance. When it comes to correcting color, broadband light is really our go-to device. This is not technically a laser, but what it contains is bright flashes of light that can be filtered to different wavelengths. This light then targets different chromophobes or different colors in the skin. We can do settings that are attracted to red, and this can help decrease the vessels and the erythema or rosacea in your skin. We can also set it to look for brown spots, which helps remove the melanin in the upper portions of the skin. Broadband light is best performed as a series. They've done some fabulous studies which show that your skin can show remarkable progress over time with regular use. A study was performed that involved patients over a 10-year period that had 2 light treatments each year. At the beginning of a study, their average age was 45 years, and close-up photography of their skin was guessed by professionals to be 47 years of age. They then had 2 BBL treatments a year for a total of 10 years, and close-up photography was again examined. The professionals now determined the age to be 45 years, which means these patients were now 57 years of age, but their skin looked 2 years younger than when they started this process. They've also more recently seen that 3 treatments in a row can change the genetic expression of your skin to behave more like young skin rather than older skin. The best candidates for broadband light are more fair. This is a difficult device to use on dark-skinned patients. It's also very important that you avoid sun for approximately 1 to 2 weeks prior to and after any treatment to get the best results. There are specific skincare products that can markedly improve your outcomes. We recommend all patients start on a Retin-A and hydroquinone. Hydroquinone is basically what's commonly referred to as a skin bleach. It actually doesn't bleach your skin, but what it does is removes pigment in the melanocytes. When your body develops this pigment, it's called hyperpigmentation. And a great way to think about it is that hyperpigmentation is actually trying to protect your skin from ongoing insult insult is usually from the sun. So think of the brown spots in your skin as little brown umbrellas that your body created to help protect it from the trauma that it's experiencing every time you're outdoors. So what happens with hydroquinone is think of these umbrellas that are being created as being brown. The hydroquinone sneaks into that umbrella factory and steals the brown paint. So the next time your body wants to throw up a whole bunch of umbrellas to protect itself, it's only putting up clear umbrellas. In order to see a clinical response from the hydroquinone, it's important that you be on this for a couple of weeks. And the darker that your skin is, the longer you're on it is probably better when preparing for a treatment like chemical peels or broadband light, or even more aggressive laser treatments that we're going to get to next. CO2 lasers, or carbon dioxide lasers, were the most popular lasers used decades ago. These, unfortunately, generated a tremendous amount of heat. This heat led to permanent lightening of the skin, prolonged healing, and even scarring in some patients. While it was a great technology to help diminish the wrinkles, it was actually too strong. We've sort of come to a new treatment paradigm where we like to treat less aggressively more often to get better and extremely safer results. The laser that I use most commonly for rejuvenation is called an erbium laser. This laser, like the CO2, is attracted to the water in the deep layers of the skin. With the erbium, there is no heat generation during the treatment unless we decide to add it. We have tremendous flexibility with this laser. We can go very superficially or we can go quite deep. The deeper treatments are what's going to target wrinkles and help improve more significant surface irregularities like acne scars. We also now treat the skin in more of a dot matrix pattern. This is what's referred to as fractional treatments, and you may have heard of fractional CO2, and profractional. These are just different names that refer to the dot matrix pattern. When you're treating in a dot matrix pattern with very deep channels, it's the surrounding skin that allows it to heal more quickly because this skin was not traumatized. Profractional treatments will help to build the collagen in the deeper layers and also improve superficial texture. It really just gives you much healthier skin. Profractional treatments alone can heal in a couple of days, but for the best results, you're going to combine this with a full surface removal of skin in a less aggressive fashion. Again, the more you're treating wrinkles rather than just mild textural abnormalities, the deeper you're going to need to go. It's this full field, which is referred to as either microlaser peel for the more superficial and faster healing procedures, or resurfacing, which is a deeper procedure that can also involve adding additional heat that can truly remodel your skin. Again, we recommend doing these as more of a series rather than a single time to get the best results possible. Every time you treat your skin, you're going to see improvements. So if you have severe wrinkles, know it's going to take a series of lasers to help improve these. Each treatment should further improve the appearance of your skin. So if your wrinkling is very mild, you may be very happy with one treatment. If it's more severe, it may take several before you see a result to get the best result possible.